This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Deb Fischer, Republican from Nebraska, told the U.S. Senate that U.S. growers can't wait much longer for help from Washington. We will hear more from Senator Fischer next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further, and it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer says that the combination of high input cost and uncertainty in trade has brought farm finances dangerously close to the struggles of the 1980s farm crisis.
Our soybean producers are projected to lose about $100 an acre this year. On top of that, storage costs for soybeans and corn have risen steeply.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute. Joined now by Dale Jones of Merit Auctions. Dale, what do we have to look forward to from Merit Auctions?
Got an active October and November coming up. This Thursday, October 9th, we've got a really nice farm machinery auction. Older, smaller machinery, with one exception, is a John Deere 6130D mechanical front-wheel drive tractor with only 587 hours, a low hour 4440 deer, a nice 7720 deer combine. That's located in Weaver, Iowa, again, Thursday, October 9th. October 21st, we got a nice machinery sale, some older red tractors, a 2 plus 2, N66, and I think a 1206, that's in Danville, Iowa. Then October 30th, we sell 165 acres of Davis County, Iowa land for Mystic Meadows. That's a nice combination farm with productive tillable land and pasture areas. Small acreage mini farm in Western Illinois, October 31st. November 11th, we have another large dealer auction. That's going to be a lot of late model, low hour farm machinery. So far, we got seven or eight major equipment dealers committed to that sale.
For more information on upcoming auctions, visit meritauctions.com. That's M-E-R-I-T auctions.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.